Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us this morning?
All right. Besides all the texts you're saying, I need to be drug tested here.
Me?
No, me. Which, have, by the way, look, man,
I hit it
pretty hard yesterday. It's possible it didn't work.
I have been drug tested. Some I've passed and some I haven't.
All right. You ready to get into some headlines? Hopefully this will be less controversial here. Novak Djokovic winning the Australian Open here, Joe. A little bit of history in this one. The 10th Australian Open title. Makes Djokovic only the second man to win more than 10 titles in a single slam, and that is his 22nd Grand Slam win.
He's going to be way out in front of Nadal and Federer when it's all said and done. I don't think he lost a set, would he?
He didn't in the final. He beat your guy Tsitsipas.
I don't think anybody. Yeah. He just hammered them all.
Well, there's not a lot of competition left, man. Nadal's hurt. Federer's retired.
Some of the good young players are injured, which is not helping. So, selfishly, I hope we get him down here now. I don't like him as a player, but he's damn good, and he's good for business. So, I hope he's down here.
All right. Did you see the end of the Celtics-Lakers game? Or the end of regulation, at least?
You know, I didn't see it, no. I heard the complaint about the call. No call.
Yeah, I mean, LeBron goes for the layup. He gets very, very clearly hacked. And, man,
he didn't get the Jordan rules, apparently.
No, but, like, I don't know. It goes back to kind of what happened at the end of the Chiefs game. Like, you don't make the call in that circumstance, right? You don't want to have a game decided by a call.
That's a terrible example. No. Right.
Well, anyway, LeBron really sold how upset he was with the call. Patrick Beverley, the idiot that he is, even ran onto the court. Did you see he ran on the court with a camera? Like a digital camera? He must have grabbed it from one of the guys sitting courtside there.
That guy's out there, man. So
he's showing the refs on the floor the view from a camera of the final play. It is weird, though, if we have replay in these games, like, that seems like it would be a good place to use it.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Just saying.
Yeah.
Tough finish to that one.
Yep.
But listen, you know, referees don't like to call stuff at the end of games. You know, the players decide it on the floor.
Are you trying to go back to Mahomes getting tackled outside?
I showed you the picture of Mahomes, the jersey swap with the ref.
Yeah.
All right. This didn't take long here. Stetson Bennett has been arrested for public intoxication. That ought to help him out when the draft process rolls around here.
His Baker Mayfield moment. That's all right.
Yeah. By the way, people were sending the Baker Mayfield video, getting tackled by the police. Like, people were sending that video out saying it was him, but, like, they're the same person here.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. He was arrested in Fort Worth, Texas here.
Bad look, man. Getting yourself ready to find a home in the NFL.
All right, speaking of trading quarterbacks here, Warren Sapp with his sources, catch this, went on a podcast and said the Bears are going to be trading Justin Fields and they're going to take Bryce Young with the number one pick.
Yeah.
I don't know where he got that from. If he's just throwing it out
there's been
a lot possible.
of that a lot of that stuff out there. I don't know. I'm a fan of them. I think he's got a chance to be a really good player.
Justin Fields?
Yes. I don't know. I don't know about just automatically going with one of those top couple of quarterbacks in this draft and they're going to be better. I don't know.
What do you think that first round pick is worth?
It's worth
a lot. Is that worth two firsts?
That could be worth two firsts.
Okay. Not Purdy, though.
No, not Purdy.
Not Purdy.
He's not that Purdy. No.
What's Purdy worth?
Oh, that's a great question. Third, fourth round pick?
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. He's a game manager.
Fourth round pick. A game manager. Okay.
He's not worth two ones. You're throwing out ones for Purdy? I'm going to have you.
I don't know. Did I get caught in the hype? I don't know, man.
You don't know?
By the way, the card market plummeted for him on Sunday. It's a tough day for the Purdy card market. You should have seen how much his cards were going for leading up to that game. It was scary.
Did you go out and get some?
I didn't. I didn't buy any Purdy stuff.
So you didn't think it was that Purdy either?
No, okay. I lost my ass on Skylar Thompson cards. I decided to stop with the speculative card buying.
Oh,
I went in on some Skylar Thompson autographs right before.
Woody, I know. Work out well. I know one. I know Brock Purdy won a lot of games. I know he didn't lose. He didn't lose the game till, and you know, yesterday when we got injured. He was throwing for 152 yards a game. I mean, God bless you. You can win and throw for 152 yards a game.
It's a great story. All right, we got this last one here. We get some text in a second. Robert Horry was ejected from his son's high school basketball game here. Boy, this is really embarrassing. Be a former NBA player and you're getting after with the officials during a high
the
school
worst.
Basketball game.
There and
so bad.
Years
man.
Ago, AJ Dewey, who's doing great, but he slowed down as a grandfather now, so. I remember we got a call one day that AJ was at his kid's youth football game going crazy about a call. So I said, man, you can't do that. You just a bad look. Everybody knows who you are. I don't know. I guess he wanted to make his point. Tough one, though.
All right, you want a few text messages here?
Yeah, go ahead.
How does Purdy not shoot up that elbow and go back in? Start with that one.
Kind of hard to shoot the elbow.
Another person telling me to stay off the drugs before work. It's carryover from yesterday. I didn't. Yeah,
what'd you do, Woody?
Today. I just had a big party with myself, and that was it, pretty much. Kids were there.
Did you drink a lot while you're talking to yourself?
No. So we did act.
Funny. That's funny.
We hit up Monster Jam right before, so I was watching the first half of the first game at Monster Jam. It's a loud event, man. You ever been to that?
I have been.
It's really loud.
I've been a couple of times. It was big with the kids. I think we all go to one of those at least once.
Best use of Marlins Park I've ever seen, though. It was great.
There you got a shot in. We were doing so well.
Stop. This guy says, stop giving Greer and Ross ideas with two first round picks for Purdy.
Don't worry. We don't have any for a while.
Yeah. I don't think you have to
We're
worry
safe.
About that.
We got a second and two thirds.
Stroud is far better than Bryce. Not even close. Okay.
By the way, that's an interesting one. Cause I see it about 50-50 going both ways, whether you like a little Ohio State flavor or the smaller Alabama quarterback who they said can really throw it.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Smaller
right.
Alabama quarterback. Oh, God, man. He's still in concussion protocol, huh? Do we know what stage at least?
I don't know. It's just whoever came out with that. It's just.
What do you mean whoever came out with it? It was the team.
The team said that?
Who else would say he's still in concussion
protocol?
Well,
Adam Schefter's been getting everything over there. They're having a meeting going, hey, Adam Schefter, we're having our meeting with Adam in just a moment.
What do you think, the Pro Bowl called? And Tua's just like,
know.
Concussion, leave me alone.
Yeah,
I don't want to do it. I don't talk to the media.
He's not
By the way, it's not a bad excuse. Like, if you don't want to go to the Pro Bowl, which I can't imagine many guys are, like, really into this thing.
Woody, why would they not go? First of all, it's a check-in. They don't play the game anymore. The tackle football game is done.
Yeah, but don't
they're
you
playing
have to
games
do
that
like
we
a,
play when we were kids.
Which is the dunk tank? Is that the NHL or the NFL one?
NHL. That's this week here.
Oh, that's the hockey that is the dunk tank. Okay. Trying a lot of stuff. See what works.
You're on a roll, man.
Over under games played next year by Tua. Let's get out of the protocol first, and then we'll discuss that, right?
I told you when we started today, I would just think Tua would really go, hey, doctors, can you guys just give me the green light that I'm and get me out of the protocol? I've been in this thing for over, oh, God, Woody, how long has it been? Month and
Christmas.
A half?
It was, wasn't it?
Was it Christmas?
I think it was Christmas Day.
Oh, I thought you were joking, but you're right.
Wasn't it the Packer game on Christmas Day?
Yes.
It's been a month and 5 days, 5 weeks.
I would think Tua would really like to get out of it, though, and go, okay.
Well, we got to find out what stage he's in first.
What is there, 5 stages?
I have no idea.
Remember there for a while, we had all our writers coming out and
yes, they were.
Trying
they
to
were
break it out.
And stage 3 and 4 and somewhere. But I don't know how many stages there are.
Got to get
him
out of that. No, I have no idea. I'm so tired of hearing about neurology. I have nothing against neurologists and stuff, but I'm so tired of hearing about neurologists, and I'm so tired hearing about the concussion protocol. And meanwhile, I mean, we had another quarterback yesterday fall on the back of his head, and I thought he was going to get back up. You know, I thought he was fine. They go, no, he didn't look right getting up. I'm like, okay, he didn't come back in. That was it. Whew, man, bad time. Bad time for the 49ers. Hey, Woody, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up here, man. We've got Dave Hyde. We'll talk to Dave about all this stuff. Get Dave's take on everything with a bunch of stories that we have out here, both locally. Tell you one good story, Vic Fangio as the new defensive coordinator. And by the way, why do they do this? This is the other thing, Woody. God, I wrote this down last night. Why can't we just say Vic Fangio? We get one of the hottest, most proven defensive coordinators, and then they put the NFL's highest paid coordinator behind it.
Well, I don't think that's a bad thing. That's not, you know, it just shows that Steven
Ross.
Think
he was coming for cheap?
No, but it goes to show that Steven Ross is willing to spend whatever it takes to try to get this thing right.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
So,
but
I don't know. I think it's more of a compliment than anything. But
so I always say this to everybody, and whatever side you are in Steven Ross. Man, Steven Ross, this is why he can do whatever it takes. Hey, Vic Fangio wants this amount of money. Give it to him. Get it. It's done. I want to win. I want to win yesterday. I want to win more. I want to win 3 more games. I want to be one of those teams yesterday doing a little celebrating. I want to be up there. Didn't you think that yesterday watching them all up there going, same friggin' team up there.
Yesterday, same no, I, did, team. I didn't have that Dolphins thought in my mind yesterday, man. I don't know.
All right.
We got to get our quarterback out of the protocol first.
Well, you mentioned something about Super Bowl, and I was just wondering.
Well, I think they can compete if their quarterback is healthy.
All right.
That's quite a big if at this point.
No, you're right. But it'd be nice to get him out. It's been a month and a half. It's amazing. Could you imagine we're in the middle of the season right now? This thing would be.
Well, I think it'd be different if they were in the middle of the season.
What's different? Oh, it's a protocol now, off-season protocol, which is different than the season. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe some neurologist, one of the many down here, has got an opinion on that. Maybe
what if
you're
he falls
right.
down playing flag football?
Hey, come on. Hey, we got to go to break. We got Dave Hyde coming up here. You're on a roll today. You're such a bad guy. Right now, I want to tell you about Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Trained and certified technicians, more than 100 trucks on the road, 7 days a week. Air Around the Clock's got air conditioning units ready to go, or they can just fix the one you have. But, hey, listen, it's not just that. It's the plumbing part of the company. Around the Clock Plumbing, licensed, experienced plumber, 7 days a week. And I'm telling you, for all your daily plumbing problems, indoors and out, we got you covered with some of the best in the business. Water Heater Kings of South Florida as well. We got a box truck filled with all size Rheem water heaters ready to take care of. So they're in stock because I saw the warehouse. He got tons of them, all different sizes. So you go, I just blew it out. No problem. They get that truck ready to go and bam, the installers are out there and you're in business. Get rid of the old one. Get the new one in. Same day installation. That's the goal every day. financing plans to help you out. And 855-PLUMBER's our number. 855-PLUMBER. Family-owned. Eric, Mike, Chippy, and all the rest of them over there. Ready to take great care of you. Not just good, great, with unbelievable service. Check out ATC's Google reviews. They have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.4 out of 5 rating. Ready to help you right now.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.